Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Tes. We are on page Kuf Lamed Hey, which is the page following 268. Siman Reish Yud Tes is Birkas Hodas HaYochid. We're going to discuss in Siman Reish Yud Tes the halachos of Birkas HaGoynel. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Arbo'a Tzrichim Lahodos. Four people need to thank Hashem. Yordei Hayom Kisha'olu Mimenu, those who go down to the sea and they come out. V'holchei Midbarios Kishayagiu L'Yishuv, those that are walking through the desert and they reach an inhabited land. U'mishahaya Cholav V'Nisrape, someone who was sick and he got healed. U'mishahaya Chovush B'beis Ha'asurim V'Yotza, and someone who was locked up in prison and he got out. The simonach, and the sign to remember the four people that need to thank Hashem, the chol ha-chayim yadu chasela. And the word chayim is chavush, the one in jail, yisurim, the one who was sick, yom, the one who passed through the yom, and the midbar, the one who passed through the desert. So the way to remember it is, the chol ha-chayim yadu chasela. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Aleph Kisha Olu Mimenu, when the Mechaber listed category one, he says, Yordei Hayom Kisha'olu Mimenu, when they come out. V'dafka Kisha'olu Mimenu Lagamri. Dafka when they come out and their travels are over. V'ein Bechlal Zeh Masha'omdim Imasvino Kisha'bo L'nomel V'hanoshim Sheba Yordim Le'abosha L'yom O'liyamayim. What's not included in this is a person who's on a boat ride through the Yom, and it stops off by a port for people to get off for a day or two, or until the time of the Svina decides to move out there. Then you would not need a bracha. If it's just a stopover by a port for a temporary amount of time, but you're still on your way, you will not make the bracha at that point. Akati lo nitzo min hasakana lagamri. You are still not saved from the sakana totally. And the same thing would be true, says in the Shabura with category two, one who passed through a desert. And on the way you stop by in a city, but you're still going back and traveling through the desert. So if you have a stopover, you do not make the bracha on the stopover. If the stopover is a real stop on your journey and there's a purpose to go there, then it would be considered a separate journey and you would say Birkas HaGoynel both times. But if you're just stopping over for a rest, and then you're moving right to the next stop, whether it's a day or two, whatever, the boat's going to move on, but your ultimate destination is only where you end up, then you would only make it when you reach your final destination and you pass through the whole danger of the Yom or the Midbar. Sivkotan Beis. Category three was a cholev in Isrape, says the Mishabura v'holech kvar alburyo. It's not just that he's healed, he's totally healed, he's walking and he's healthy. That's when he makes the bracha, Birkas HaGoynel. And category four was mi shahaya chavush, one who was locked up in the base, in the base of Yisurim. Says the Mishabura in Sefkotan Gimel, das Magen Avram, the Magen Avram's opinion is, Demari b'chovush al iske nefashos dafka. The Magen Avraham holds, we're specifically talking about someone who was locked up al iske nefashos, meaning there's a possible death sentence over his head, and he gets saved, and only then he makes the Birkas HaGoynel. But says the Mishabura v'harbe chokim alav. Many achronim argue with the Magen Avraham v'ayin b'ber halacha, which we'll do shortly. Masha bi'arnu b'zeh, what we clarified in this inyan. Kosvu ha'achronim l'achronim right. The mission is chayev arbaton einu mevara ki'im brocha achas l'kulam. One who experienced all four things that require hoda'ah, he only makes one brocha for all of them. Od kasu, they write further, the katon einu mechuyev lahodos. A katon does not need to bench gomel. Vafilu mitzad mitzvah chinuch, there's not even a mitzvah of chinuch. If you look at note number 7, he points out, Ulagabi Koton Sherotza Lavarach al Hatzalasu, a Koton who wants to thank Hashem and make a bracha for his Hatzalah. O Av Sherotza Lahodos al Hatzalas Beno Akoton, or a father who wants to thank Hashem for the saving of his young child. So Hora Hagonoshom Zavan Urbach, Sheikhavin Lotzes Kashimavarach Birchas Hagomel Chasodim Tovim. Shakavana, when he says his bracha in the morning of Hagomel Chasodim Tovim, Vitov Shiabifne Asara, and it's good that this bracha should be made that time in front of 10 people. So too, says the Shomazal, anyone who is mesubuk, if he really is chayav to make birchas hagomel or not, should say this bracha in front of 10 people when he's saying it anyway in the morning, and he should have specific kavana for this inyan that happened to him. Note number 8, very interesting note. We said there is no mitzvah of chinuch in birchas hagomel. Ubatama dover kosov the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham explains b'shein the Maran mints. Shahol v'nusach abrocha. Since the nusach abrocha, as we'll get to soon, it's the base is l'chayovim, right? That Hashem did good to those who are chayov. Shemashmo shechayovim onesh. The mashmos is that there are these people are really chayov a punishment. So eino shayov bekotam. It's not shayov for a kotam. The la bar onshin hu. A kotam is not a bar onshin, so it's not shayov to say on him l'chayovim. V'im mitzad chatoy oviv. And if you're going to say that maybe ketanim get punished for the sins of their fathers, osur libno lomar zos. It's not proper covet for a son to say that he's chayav because of the sins of his father, and therefore the Magen Avraham explains to the Maran Mintz that that's why a katan will not bench gomel, even mitzad chinuch. Continues the Mishnah Berura in the fifth line of 270, v'gam noshim. Also when it comes to women, minug ha'olam she'ein mevarachin bracha zo, the minug is that women do not bench gomel. V'kasu ha'achronim atam, the achronim write that the reason is, mishum de seder bracha zohu bifnei asara. As we're going to see, the order of saying bracha zagom was in front of 10 people, ukid lakamei. V'lav orech ara l'isha, that's not appropriate for an isha to be benching gomel in front of 10 men. V'yesha kasu, there are those who write, mikom makom nochonu she'tavara bifnei asara. Some say that she should still say Birchas HaGomel in front of 10. Al kol panim bifnei noshim v'ish echad. At the very least, she can say it in front of women and one man. The logic behind that is that the 10 people that are needed by Birchas HaGomel is not because of Dvarim Shepe Kedusha that require 10 men. It's more because of being Mefaris in the Nes. And therefore, that can be done with noshim as well. And therefore, there are those who say that she should say Birchas HaGomel even if it's in front of noshim and one man. If you look at note number 10, he points out, a woman who gave birth and the family members come and gather around in the house. V'hi gam chayeves b'karbonos, and she has a yoledes is really chayev karbonos. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shebi Yerushalayim rabim nogu shemevareches. In Yerushalayim, many are knowing that the woman will make birchas hagomel when the relatives are in her house in front of the 10 men. If you skip to the next paragraph, me'idach, in the house of the stipler, lo birchu hanoshim af aleda. In the stipler's home, they did not bench gomel even on aleda. So again, it depends on the minhag, it's a machlokes, if a woman should be saying birchas hagomel on aleda or not. Now we're going to see two very important bi'alochas. Number one, we're going to turn back to page Kuf Lamed Hey. The first category of those who need to thank Hashem is the yordei hayom kisha'olu mimenu. Says the bi'alocha, Idavka yom. Is this halacha specifically going through the sea, going through the ocean? Ohu adin nor shemahalchim bo banios o bedovros etzim kemosha derup in the horos agadolim. Will the same din apply if a person's going through a big river? Is this a din davka of an ocean or maybe another body of water that you go through on a boat? Niru luchora detalya b'minak sfarad v'ashkenaz amavur lakamon b'mechaber b'siv zayim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears l'chor that he's telling the minug that the Mechaber is going to bring down later on in Siv Zayin, the difference between the minug in Svarad and Ashkenaz. The way the minug was in Svarad is that they made Brichas HaGomel even on Stam travels. So kamokein huadin hocha. So the same thing would be over here. Logora nohar godom istam drachim. Going through a large river is not going to be any worse than going on a regular traveling. Achein, however, lefi minog Ashkenaz, but according to the minog of the Ashkenazim, de baderach ein mevarach, and just by regular travel, you don't bench gomel. So efsher hu adin gam gabe nor ein mevarach, and so could be also by a nor, you won't make the bracha. De lo shchicha sakanta kmo gabe yom gomer kanal. Because it's not common to have a sakana by a river as it is to have by the ocean. Vida od, you should know further. The pasha lo kuli alma, it's pasha that according to everyone. Bein by yom, bein by midbar, mevorchin afil lo kara, lo shum sakana. Whenever you make a birchas hagomel, it's even if you pass through that area, let's say the ocean, even though there was actually no sakana that came your way. Kigon shaver hayom, for example, you pass through the yom. Velo hoya shum ruach saruch agad, and there was no storm. Oholach ba midbar velo ta ba derech. or you went through the desert, you didn't get lost on the way, you weren't thirsty, you weren't lacking water, still the Rabbanim were masakin to make a bracha, going through these places, if even if you yourself did not experience any specific sakana. Even though the way the Pasuk in Tehillim describes it, it talks about getting lost in the Midbar, it says, Vayamod ruach sa'aru, that a storm came, lav dafka shekaralo, doesn't mean specifically that happened to you, in your case. Elokevan sha'olu lo likros mikrim ka'ile, since these happenings tend to happen, tzoruch lo duye shenitzel mizeh, you have to thank Hashem that you were saved from this. I'd like to read a note now, note number 3, which starts on the bottom of this page and continues in the back of the sefer on page 53, Lagabe, airplanes. In the very end of the page, across in Kuf Lamed Hey, second paragraph of note 3, Logabe Tisa B'Mato, someone who traveled on an airplane, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, Shetzorich Levarich Alei Agoma, Yatabench Goma, when you go on an airplane ride, Mipnei Shedinom Shel Hatasim Ki Yordei Hayom Shemivarichim, it's like going through the sea that you make a bracha, Kevin Sheinim Bayabasha. Just like when you go through the water, you're not on dry land, when you go in the air, you're not in dry land either. You can't spend such a long time in the air, just like you can't spend such a long time by the sea. And if some kind of problem would arise by the airplane, you won't be able to save yourself easily like if you were on dry land. The Kosev and Rav Moshe writes, Zakar Moshe, you'll make the Birchas HaGomel, even according to the Shita later on in Siftesh, She'ein Mevarachin Ela Al Abos HaDvarim HaMuskarim Kam. We'll see him at Chokas later. One Shita says, only these four cases specifically, Zakar Moshe, even the one who holds only these four cases, even an airplane ride, you say it. Why? Kevan Shu Mamish Ki Yordi Hayom. Rav Moshe said, going in an airplane is Mamish the case of Yordi Hayom. You're off the land, and therefore you need to bench Gomel. Old Kosov, Rav Moshe writes further, Shekevan shekasav mishabura sham shetam shita zohu mipnei shetiknu levarech rakal elu sheim mitzuyim bioser. They were only masakin according to that shita. These cases that are more common, yeshlomer shuadim b'matos. The same thing applies to an airplane. V'chein horach ozun ishim levarech v'chein dasher shomazalmin and Rav Yashiv. They all say to make a bracha zagom when you go on an airplane. Meida chagriz mebris lebriskerav lo birech. He did not make Birchas Agomo from an airplane ride, v'aft as Agomo mitshabin, levarech b'li Shema Malchus, he also made the bracha without Shema Malchus. If you look at the next paragraph, he writes, what everyone's thinking, v'tisa mimokum l'mokum ba'osa yabosha. Let's say you're going on an airplane ride, but you're not going over the ocean. So Rav Moshe writes, shelefia ta'amim hanal, according to the reasons we said before, ein chiluk im nosa mimokum l'mokum me'ever layom, osha nosa me'almokum yabosha. It doesn't matter if you go over the ocean, or you go over dry land, b'kulam tzarech levarach, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you always make Birchas HaGomel when you go in an airplane, because the airplane itself is like going to sea. You're off dry land. It's an area where you can't be saved if there's a problem, and you would bench Birchas HaGomel. V'chein das agono shalom zalman, that you bench Gomel on any airplane ride, even if it's not over water. Me'idach, on the other hand, das agono Rav Yashiv. She'im ha'matos eino over me'al hayam. If the airplane is not going over the ocean, ein mevarachin, you do not make the bracha. Af im no'seil medina acheres, even if you're going to a different country. And even the stipler hora shalol levarach al tisa mimakam lemakam medina achas. The stipler also held that within one country, from one place to another, you would not make a bracha, even going in an airplane. Everyone obviously has to ask their own shayla, but we see the discussion in the post, you know, Moshe, who is the most extreme in one direction, any airplane ride, you bench gomel. Most are not knowing that way, but then within that shita, some say only when it's over the sea, some say it's not over the sea. That is a discussion in the postgame. That is a basic synopsis. I'd like to see one more bir halacha and sif aleph before we move on to sif beis. And that is on the top line of page 270 in the bir halacha. We brought in the Mishabura, the shita of the Magen Avram, that says that those who are in jail only bench gomel if there's a possible death sentence over them. And we said, harbe chokim alav. So if you look in the Biraloch on the top, we'll read a few lines. Masha'enkein benigmar dino shi'esha bebeis asurim. The Magen Avram is coming to say that you would not bench gomel if you just have a din on you that you have to be in jail. Kamo b'medinos eile, like our medinos, she yeshivas beis ha'asurim ba'asmahu onesh. That is the punishment. You're not awaiting to be killed. You're not awaiting anything. Your sentence is to be in jail. There you do not bench gomel according to the Magen Avraham. Afilu hoya alilu shel nefashos. Even if the claim against you was the din of nefashos, afilu achi kishayotzim beis ha'asurim einam avarach. You don't make a bracha according to the Magen Avraham when you come out of jail, when you were just punished to be in jail. Because there was no danger. You know that that's your punishment, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Unless you're in a jail that has mamish dangerous people there, and that itself is a sakana, then avada you make the bracha. Skip the brackets. But you could push this off. Because maybe the chayav lahodos levarach l'Hashem yisbarach al shelo nigmar dino mitchila rak liyeshivas beis ha'asurim bilvad v'lo onesh nefashos. Maybe there's grounds to bench gomel that you were only sentenced to prison and not to the death sentence. That itself maybe warrants a birchas ha'gomel. V'inei ha'el yirabu b'rke Yosef od achronim choku alav. They argue on the Magen Avraham. Vochichu meharbe rishonim, they prove from any rishonim that afilu chavish machmas mamon, even if you're only locked up for monetary reasons, velohaya shum sakon, and it was never a danger, gam kein mevarech, they say you still bench gomel. Kevon di alko ponim haya kalu, lemaisa, you were locked up. Velohaya moshe ben asha, you weren't ruling over yourself. V'yesh achorim shekosu shegam Magen Avraham lokosu dvarv el lefi minag Ashkenaz. There are those achorim also that write that the Magen Avraham only wrote his din lefi the minag Ashkenaz that we discussed earlier, that's written later on in Siv Vav and Siv Zayim. T'davka baderach sheyesh basakana. Davka when you're on a path that has a sakana, o b'choli shebechal haguf, or a real serious illness, then you bench gomel mashe'en kein leminag svarad, which is not the case of the svaradim. Tafilu b'choli kodahu, even a small illness, o b'derech stam namim b'varchin, or a small traveling to make berachas agomel, sahua din hocha gabi chavash afilu iskei mamam. So according to the minhag Sfarad, even if you're locked up for mamonous reasons, that would be grounds to bench gomel. So we have here to summarize, the Magen Avraham says, you don't bench gomel unless there's actually a death sentence upon you that you're saved from. But the Mishavura is saying, many poskim argue, certainly lefi the minhag Sfarad, they're more lenient than when you say berachas hagomel in general. You could say it even if you're there for mamon. But maybe according to even Ashkenazim, if you could have had a sentence that's more serious and you only got prison time, you didn't get the death sentence, so that itself maybe is reason to warrant a berachas hagomel. Let's go weiter in Siv Beis. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Umam Mevarech, what is the Baruch of Berachas HaGomel? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. HaGomel L'chayovim Tovos Shegmalani Kol Tov. V'ashomim Omrim, those who hear the Baruch say, Mi Shegmocha Kol Tov, the one who did good for you, Hu Yegmocha Kol Tov Sela, he should continue to do good for you. So the Baruch means the Hashem who does good for those who are Chayov. Zokti Mishabur Esekotan Dal, HaGomel L'chayovim Tovos. Pirish, what it means to say is, like we explained before, afil osam shem chayovin. Even for those people who are chayov, im koze, with all that, gomel lohem tovos, Hashem still does good for them. Vigamani, and also I, afal pi she'eni hogun, even though I'm not worthy, im koze gmolani b'chol tov, Hashem still did all good for me. That is the bracha that one says to b'chaz gomel. V'nusach zeinu ma'akev, the exact lashon is not ma'akev. You don't have to absolutely do the exact lashon. Kol she'omer in the bracha, as long as you said the topic of the bracha, like we'll see later in Sifdal, that's fine. Kosav Rambam, ha'mevorech tzorich she'yeh omed b'shas bracha. One who benches gomel has to stand when he benches gomel. U'b'di'evet yotza'ap b'yeshiva. And b'di'evet is yotza, even if he said it sitting down. We'll see why that is in one moment. Let's just finish the Mishabura, Sifkot and Hei. V'ashomim omrim, those who hear, respond the response that we said. Says the Mishabura, Vim lo amru einu ma'akev. If they don't respond, what the Mechaber says they respond, that's not ma'akev, that's okay. You make the bracha, that's they respond. If they don't respond, that's also okay. Why do you have to stand with the bench gomel? So we're going to see four reasons in note number 12. B'tama Dover number one, the Bach writes, Mishum shebracha zu nil medes me'akosav, this Bracha is learned out, as we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, from the Pasuk of V'moshav Zekenim Yaluhu. In the sitting of Zekenim, you'll praise Hashem. Shemashma Shirak HaZekenim Yoshvim. The Pasuk is Mashma that only the Zekenim are sitting. Aval HaMavarech Omeh, the Mashmos is the one who's making the Bracha standing. Reason number two, the Elie Rabbi writes, Shatam hu mishum shebracha zu nikris halal. In that pasuk, it refers to it as halal. But Moshav zekenim yalalu refers to it as a halal. V'tzaruch laomra bedome lahalal. And therefore, you have to say it the same way you say halal. Shamiraso beamida. So just like we stand for halal, says El Yiraba, you stand for berachas agomel, which is a form of halal. Number three, the Chassam Sofer. He writes, Shatamu Mishum Shekovadat Tzibur Shia Omed. Since you're saying it in public, usually, as we'll see more about tomorrow, since you're saying it publicly, there's a Tzibur there. So Kovadat Tzibur is to stand. And number four, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shatamu Mishum Shekol Be Asora Shechinta Sharya. Since the bracha is normally said in front of 10 people, when 10 Jews are there, the Shechina is there, and the Nela Ve'ein Zederach Eretz Leishev, when the Shechina is there, it's not proper for you to sit. One other interesting shiloh that's discussed over here in note number 11 is, let's say a person is saved from a sakana, but he got himself into the sakana in the first place. You put yourself in a makom sakana, and then you were saved from the sakana. Is that grounds to bench gomel? Do we say lemaisa you were saved? Do we say no, you got yourself into this mess, and therefore it doesn't warrant the bracha? That is the machlokas aposkim brought down in note number 11. And we will stop here and continue weiter with Siv Gimel and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.